breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله dear viewers of Madani channel welcome the light of knowledge Alhamdulillah we have numerous opportunities to seek ilm-e-deen and this program is one of them Alhamdulillah azza wa jal this has been titled the light of knowledge so that we can increase in our knowledge and by means of increasing our knowledge this will grant us the passion and yearning to also act upon these knowledges and in today's blessed program we will be discussing the timeless legacy of Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh now because when we present the name of this great and auspicious personality, we find that many people only take one aspect. For example, his noble karamat, his noble saintly miracles. Or many people just think of them as a spiritual guide, as a noble and auspicious peer. However, his life was far greater and expansive than these two points as well. And this is why, inshallah, today we will delve into this beautiful topic. And before we commence, let us bless our gathering and decorate our gathering by listening to a virtue of sending peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This narration has been mentioned in the famous kitab Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I saw a strange occurrence last night. I saw a follower of mine, an ummati, sometimes dragging himself and at other times crawling on his knees across the bridge of Sirat. At that moment, the Salat, the Durood Sharif, which he had recited upon me, appeared and stood him up on the Sirat until he crossed it. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, what do we learn from this blessed hadith epoch? That sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has benefit in this world as well as in the hereafter, and especially in those moments where we are in difficulty. And what moment is more difficult than that moment on the bridge of Sirat? That terrifying moment where everyone will have to cross over that bridge of Sirat. And on that day, if you had a habit of reciting peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this will be a means of salvation, a means of blessings for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and grant us the tawfiq to recite peace and blessings upon our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in abundance. So once and together let us all recite sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We have our honorable guest with us today, Ustad Mubin Al-Madani Sahib. Inshallah, we will listen to a beautiful kalam from them, inshallah, in a few moments. Thereafter, we will have a discussion back and forth on this noble topic. And thereafter, we will also listen to a mankabat, a praise of the great Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But without further ado, inshallah, I will request our honorable guest to recite a beautiful kalam for us.
Al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jo lamhe the sakoon ke sab Madine mein guzaraye Jo lamhe the sakoon ke sab Madine mein guzaraye وطن میں اب تجھے کیسے قرار آئے جو لمحے تھے سگوں کے سب مدینے میں گزارا ہے، جو لمحے تھے سگوں کے سب مدینے میں گزارا ہے، دل مضطر وطن میں اب تجھے کیسے قرار آئے، دل مضطر وطن میں اب تجھے کیسے قرار آئے، خزاں کو حکم ہے داخل نہ ہو طیبہ کی گلیوں میں، اجازت ہے نسیمائے صبا آئے بہار آئے، اجازت ہے نسیمائے صبا آئے بہار آئے، وہ بستی اہل دل کی اور دیوانوں کی بستی ہے، وہ بستی اہل دل کی اور دیوانوں کی بستی ہے، گئے جتنے خیرد نازا وہ دامن تار تار آئے، گئے جتنے خیرد نازا وہ دامن تار تار آئے، جو لمحے تھے سکوں کے سب مدینے میں گزار آئے، جب ہو جالی ہو، جبھی ہو آستاں پر ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہو، یہ لمحہ زندگی میں اے خدا پھر بار بار آئے، زندگی میں اے خدا پھر بار بار آئے، جو لمحے تھے سکوں کے سب مدینے میں گزار آئے، قلم جب سے احمد میں ادیب اپنا، قلم جب سے ہوا خمنات احمد میں ادیب اپنا، بہت رنگی ہوئے میں بزمو بڑے نقشوں نگارائے بہت رنگی ہوئے بزمو بڑے نقشوں نگارائے جو لمحے تھے سکوں کے سب مدینے میں گزارائے دل مضطر وطن میں اب تجھے کیسے قرارائے.
سبحان اللہ, بیوٹیفل کلام. In the separation of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, every visitor of this sacred lands has similar feelings, similar emotions, that the moments of comfort, the moments of serenity and tranquility were all spent in Madinatul Munawwara. Now we have come back. There is no happiness truly when we are separated from the beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our love for these noble sanctuaries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Ghamme Medina as well. My dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, this blessed program, Light of Knowledge, today's topic, the timeless legacy of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. If we look at the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the city of Baghdad, in that time, if you say aside from the noble Shaykh, in that time there was a lot of materialism. There was a lot of hypocrisy as well. People were turning away from the deen. There was a lot of enemies trying to attack Islam. But in those moments, we had Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who revolutionized the time. And not only in his time, but until even our present time, my dear viewers, the teachings of Ghaus-e-Pak are changing people. So we need to come back to those teachings. For example, if we look at one of the main themes of his blessed life, it was tazkiyatun nafs, which means the cleansing and the purification of the ego, of the self. Now this is something that we will need in every era, whether we're talking about the time of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, or we are talking about our era. This theme was a prominent theme within the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. If we look at the Holy Quran, the Quran Pak guides us. This is our true guide. And as Muslims, we need to be aware of the various verses of the Quran that allude or rather explicitly mention the need of purifying our ego and purifying ourselves. The Quran mentions very beautifully in Surah Al-Shams, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And a translation of the Quran is, indeed, he has succeeded, the one who purifies himself, he purifies his soul. And وَقَدْ خَابَ, and he has failed, and he has gone into destruction, the one who corrupts it. Now this concept of purifying the soul and rectifying oneself. Now what is the rectification of the soul? In essence, to purify our heart and mind from all of those traits that are displeasing to our Creator. And to bring our heart and mind firm upon obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in following in the sunnat and the way and the practice of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran tells us very clearly and very beautifully as well that whoever obeys the messenger, he has truly obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And following in the messenger is the best example for all of mankind, for all of the people. Now these verses, alhamdulillah, we hear from time to time. But what we need to do today is really reflect and bring those into perspective. Bring it at the forefront in our mind right now and try and ponder that the way I'm living my life right now, is this the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this in the teachings of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi? Those exalted personalities who we hold in high regard, we love them, we honor them, and al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person on the day of judgment in the hereafter will be with the one whom he loves. But if we just leave our love just to verbal claim and we don't back it with evidence in our life, then this love will always be stained. It will always be not sincere and true love. And this is what we don't want. Because whenever you love someone, you always want to be sincere in that love. And this is the true meaning of having love for someone, that you truly annihilate your own self in the love of your beloved. Whatever the beloved has said, you will obey. Whatever his teachings were, whatever his prohibitions were, you will follow in that way. Why? Because he is your beloved. Now we need to make our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the beloved of our life. And my dear viewers, you might be thinking, yes. And if we ask this question to the public or to Muslims, do you love Allah Almighty? It's clear no Muslim is going to say no. Everybody will say yes. But the reason why we present these questions is to rather have a reflection. Like, do we actually amali torpa? Do we actually in our practical life follow in this love? Because when you love someone, your own desires don't come in the way. Rather, they be pushed to the side. Whatever my beloved has said, Allah Pak has commanded us to pray 5 times a day. Allah Pak has told us to clean your heart from all illnesses. So jealousy, hatred, and then enmity, and you have evil assumptions. And then your tongue, Allah Pak has told us via his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when your tongue is a very important organ of the body, and that organ which rather all the other organs of the body seek refuge and seek protection from the evil of the tongue. Now this is something that unfortunately today, when we look at our claim, it doesn't back up with our evidence. So yeah. I would like our honorable guest to also speak on this beautiful topic, that when it comes to following in the teachings of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, how can we further understand this so that we can implement this within our life as well?
MashaAllah, aap jab ye bayan kar rahe the, one hadith paak came in my mind. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, the one who loves my sunnah, it is as if he loves me. And the one who loves me, he will be with me in paradise. Kana ma'iya fil jannah. If you see the biography of Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is the clear picture of that personality who is acting upon the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Agar aap unki seerat dekhe, to unka har amal, every action of Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was according to the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not tell a lie in his whole life. Ek famous waqia bhi hai. Iske alawa bhi dekhe to mashallah, he kept himself busy in worshipping of Allah azza wa jal. Unka jo andaaz tha zindagi guzarne ka, jo baat karne ka andaaz tha, aur logon ki jo islah karne ka andaaz tha, Aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ki sunnat ke mutabik tha, huzoor ki sunnat ke mutabik tha. Aur yahi to wajah hai ki aaj hum unka zikr e khair kar rahe hain. Aap isse bhi andaaza kare ke, you know, aajkal agar duniya mein dekha jaye to bahut sare log na apna different andaaz mein kisi na kisi ko apna leader banate hain, ya kisi na kisi ko apna ek samjh le idol banate hain. They want to follow them. But if you see the biography of Huzur Ghaus Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was his ideal? He was only Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, his nana jan, holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And he showed in his life that how someone can act upon the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Unhone dikhaya ki kis tarah hum apne leader ki aur apne hum jo hamara ek idol hai, hum uski pairvi kis andaaz mein kare. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wasallam, darastul ilma hatta sirtu kutuba. He said, I kept learning and teaching the knowledge of deen until I became kutub.
Allahu
Akbar, subhanallah. Until I became kutub. Darastu. Darasa gives both meaning. Darasa loves, it gives the meaning of teaching and learning as well.
Subhanallah.
Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullah alayh, he said, I became kutub because of what? I kept learning and teaching the knowledge of deen. So this was the way of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazur alayhi salatu wasalam used to teach people.
Allah.
Used to teach people. Allah. In his whole life, if you see the history of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the sir of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to teach. Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he kept learning and he also used to teach people as well. Acha, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh used to teach, you know, tajweed, ilm nahav, ilm sarf, hadith, usul hadith, fiqh, usul fiqh, tafsir, usul tafsir, ilm al muani, ilm al bayan, ilm al badi, ilm al lugha, ilm al balagha, jo bhi aap keh le, ilm al mantiq. So he was not only expert in one subject, he was expert in multiple subjects. Hame sabke naam bhi nahi aate. Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullah itne zyada subject mein mahir the. To isliye Hazur Ghaus Pak ne jo ek virasat chhodi hai, hamara topic bhi hai, the legacy of Hazur Ghaus Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, ke what he left behind, ke jisko hum follow kare. Huzur Ghaus Pak rahmatullah alayh ne hamare liye choda hai ke how can we spend our life according to the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah. Deviyaz Ahmadi channel, amazing points from our honorable Ustaz Sahib here today, that the legacy of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was ilm. They left behind a legacy of knowledge of students. And as we heard as well, those who graduated from the Madrasa Qadiriya were not just ulama, meaning they didn't just achieve that status, but rather they were experts in different sciences of Islam. You know, those who became hadith experts, those who became Quran experts, i.e. the commentary of the Quran, those who went into different fields. But that is unique in of itself, because normally when we see graduations, when we graduate ourselves, we've just completed the course, 6 years or 8 years, depending on how long it is. But we're not necessarily experts in any sciences whatsoever. But look at the impact and of the teaching of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, because this is what we need to focus on. We live in an era of lack of Islamic knowledge, and we claim to love this great personality, but his whole life, you know, without exaggeration, my dear viewers, his entire life reflected the importance of ilm-e-deen. So if we love this great personality, we need to also increase in our Islamic knowledge as well. And thereafter, when we look at his ilmi maqam, there's one point I wanted to highlight as well. Our honorable guest mentioned numerous points in this regard. There's only one point I wanted to add on to this, was that Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he continued to teach, you know, until really the end of his life. And he had a student who came to him when Ghaus-e-Paak was at the age of 90 years. That student was no ordinary student, but he became one of the grand shuyukh from the Hanabila school of thought. Sayyidina Allama Ibn al-Qudama al-Maqdisi, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Meaning this personality, he became one of the grand shuyukh following the Hanbali madhab when Ghaus-e-Paak was still teaching at the age of 90. What does that show? That shows that Ghaus-e-Paak's faizan was not, it's not just spirituality, but rather the background and the core of it was the expertise that he had on the grasp of Islamic knowledge. So Madhi Views of Madhini Channel, this is one of the legacies of Ghaus-e-Paak that we need to now look within ourselves. Just ask ourselves, how much knowledge of the deen do we know? Do we know our fara'id when it comes to being able to recite the Quran with tajweed? Because this, remember, these are the foundations. If these are not present within our mind and heart, if we do not know these things, then we can't create the building. These are the foundations, the obligatory. So learning how to recite the Quran with tajweed correctly. Thereafter, learning our fard ulum. So if we talk about ibadat, all of our worships, they start from purification. You can't begin an act of worship, especially we're talking about the ahkam of the sharia, without purification. So you must know how to perform wudu. Do we know the four fara'id of the wudu? Do we know how to perform wudu correctly? Do we know the definition of washing? The water is pouring, and at least two droplets of water are flowing on every part of the limb that is to be washed. That is the definition of washing. Thereafter, if we move on to having a ghusl, an Islamic ritual bath, do we know how to perform this? To be cautious as well whilst having a bath. Many people, they go and they maybe take half an hour, 45 minutes, but in reality, they maybe not have done the obligatory actions. This is only will be done when you know how to do things. It's like anything in life. You don't go into a task without knowledge. You have to learn prior, then you can perform that action correctly. Similarly, if you move on after purification towards salah, the first and you can say the main pillar of our deen within our obligations, because this is such an action that's not only performed every day, but 5 times a day. Now, how much do we know about salah? We should have a yearning, my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, because salah is no small matter. We are presenting ourselves before, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are presenting ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should understand the magnitude of this matter. Even though it comes every day, 5 times a day, and we are praying within the time period, but we must know, my dear viewers, the rulings. Which are those things which invalidate the prayer? Because sometimes we see in society that people are praying, certain things are happening within the prayer where the prayer has become invalid. And these are things maybe in qira'at or maybe within the sitr, that the concealing of the body parts, which is obligatory within the salah, is not being concealed or it's become exposed in the prayer due to certain attire or clothing that we are wearing. But we tend not to focus on that. And if we just focus on the actions of the prayer, if we focus about the actual prostration, the sajda, what's the ilm, what's the knowledge regarding this, that we have to make sure our forehead is firmly planted into the ground, our palms, our hands are onto the ground, our knees are on the ground, as well as our 2 feet. So the 7 body parts which have been commanded in the narration, the forehead is the fard and the hard part, the nose, is wajib. All of these things, and to make sure that our feet and the center part of the toes are planted into the ground, 5, all 10 of our toes is sunnah. This is the best way. Otherwise, 3 from each foot must be firmly planted onto the ground is wajib. If 3 of the center part of the toes are not firmly planted onto the ground of both feet, then the wajib is not done. And sometimes people's feet are flying off the air. You might be thinking, what's going on? Why is he talking about? And why is he going on to this tangent? It's not a tangent. This is actually the obligatory knowledge which we don't take time out to learn. And then we find that we say, I'm performing salah, but my salah, you know, my du'as are not getting accepted. Or I don't find the spirituality within salah anymore. I don't find the inclination to worship. Many youngsters, they're not inclined towards the worship of Allah. And what is the reason? Many reasons, many factors can be mentioned, but at least one of them is that, are we performing these prayers correctly? Are we performing them with full focus and attention? Or do we have multiple things in our heart and mind? So my dear viewers of Madani Shalom, the legacy of Ghawse Pak is ilm deen. And this is what we have to hold on to. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, this is when we can truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Holy Quran? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ That only those who possess knowledge, i.e. the ulama, among his servants, truly fear Allah. Meaning only the ulama truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a huge verse of the Quran that we tend to overlook when reading. But if you think about it, this fear of Allah is what keeps us straight. This fear in love of Allah Almighty and also fear of His punishment. We must have both. Because the fear of not displeasing, if we should have a fear, such love of Allah should overwhelm our heart that we fear displeasing our Creator. This should also be a fear within us. I don't want to displease my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, we should also fear the grift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either the punishment and the seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah's punishment. This is also must be in our heart and mind. But how will we increase this? How will we nurture this? Through Islamic knowledge. And remember, knowledge is the most important thing. And on top of that ilm, we must have amal as well. We must have amal. Because then what use is that knowledge without action? There is no use. So this is why, my dear viewers, rather such knowledge could be used against us on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that you knew this action was impermissible, or you knew this was haram. For example, listening to music, or doing other haram actions, you knew it was haram, and you still went and did it. That is more deserving of punishment than the one who done something without knowing. But just because you don't know, that's not an excuse to go and do it either. I hope the message has been clear, that the importance of ilm deen is something that can never truly be emphasized. We will continue to emphasize these points so that we can all protect ourselves from the fire of hell, and we can all enter Jannah in under the blessed flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I would like now to ask our honorable guest if they could also recite a beautiful mankabat of the honorable Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, and then inshallah we will try our best to mention a few points. I have a very beautiful kalam of Ala Hazrat, which he mentioned at the praise of Ghawse Pak, where he mentioned, wah kya martaba e ghawse hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam ala tera. But I'm going to mention this and explain it a little bit as well, inshallah, because we do have a segment in our program where we mention a kalam or a few couplets and we explain the couplets as well. And inshallah, this will be the kalam that I will select. But for our honorable guests, whichever kalam they would like, whichever mankabat they would like to recite for the honorable Shaykh and in honor of the honorable Shaykh, we will listen to it as well. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوثِ اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوثِ اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوثِ اعظم کا مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوثِ اعظم کا قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوثِ اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوثِ اعظم کا عزیزوں کہہ چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو عزیزوں کہہ چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو ندا دے گا منادی حشر میں یوں قادریوں کو کہاں ہے قادری کر لے نظارہ غوث اعظم کا کہاں ہے قادری کر لے نظارہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا جمیل قادری سو جان سے ہو قربان مرشد پر جمیل قادری سو جان سے ہو قربان مرشد پر بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندہ غوث اعظم کا بنایا جس نے تجھ جیسے کو بندہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا
Allah, subhanallah, such a auspicious personality. His entire life reflects the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the two themes that we mentioned at the beginning, my dear viewers, I don't want you to lose out these points, so please note them down as well. The first of the themes and of the legacy of Ghawth-e Paak was reviving our hearts, tazkiyatun nafs, purifying the self. The second theme and point that we mentioned regarding his noble legacy was knowledge and spirituality, bringing action as well. And in the third, inshallah, azawajalla, we will speak upon this in a few moments. But let us go to our segment where we have a kalam or a few couplets of a kalam, and we will mention a bit of description and explanation regarding them. So no doubt we will go to the court of the King of Bareilly Sharif, Imam Ahlus Sunnat, Mujaddid-e-Deen Millat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, where he rather draws a picture for us, metaphorically speaking, about the exalted rank of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi. He writes, Wah kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera, unche unchon ke saron se qadam aala tera. He says,
Wah kya martaba e ghaus hai bala tera. He says, oh Ghawth,
yani, ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, how elevated is your status? It is such that your feet are above the heads of all the auspicious awliya-i kiram. Unche uncho, meaning the august, the elite amongst the awliya-i kiram, from your time and onwards, your foot is upon their heads. This is the status of the Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And no doubt this is alluding to the famous statement, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This foot of mine is upon the necks of all the awliya. And my dear viewers, this is the status of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, mentioned by Sayyidina Imam Ahlus Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan. He continues by saying,
Sarbhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, Sarbhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, Auliya malte hai aankhe, wo hai talwa tera, Auliya malte hai aankhe, वो है तलवार तेरा.
This couple brings a smile to my face. The explanation is amazing.
The translation is, who can truly understand the greatness of your sacred head, O Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani? Sir, bhala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera? That how lofty is your just your head? How can anybody even understand this point? How and why does he say this? Auliya malte hai aankhein, wo hai talwa tera. When the auliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, they rub their eyes just to see the soles of your feet. On the sole of your feet. Now, you know the sole of the feet is the bottom. Do you know, there's also in English, there's a way to explain this. When you can't see something at a distance, when something's too far away, you begin to rub your eyes. You just to clear your vision to see. This is Imam al-Sunnah is saying that the awliya kiram are rubbing their eyes just to see the sole of your feet. That's how lofty your status is. If that was the state of your feet, then what about your blessed head or ghawth-e pak? This is the maqam of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani that Imam al-Sunnah is inspiring in our hearts and telling us as well. So my dear viewers, just these two couplets always bring happiness to the hearts of the devotees of Ghawth-e Pak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in his noble footsteps, because we want to be a part of those people who truly love this great personality. We do not just recite Khatme Qadriya to remove our problems. You know, many times our deen, our Honorable Ustaz, I'd like you to also speak on this topic as well. Maybe touch upon this as well. That today, if we look at our deen, we look at how we treat the deen of Allah. We read Surah Yasin only because to attain barakat in rizq in the morning. We recite Surah Mulk for any worldly purpose. At the end, to protect ourselves from the punishment of the grave, which is fine. And we do dhikr and adhkar. We do all these sorts of litanies. Why? For worldly purposes. To get money, to get married, to do all these things that people do. Have we ever done something in the love of Allah Almighty? Do we ever read the Quran because we want to hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today we have become very greedy in terms of worldly aspects. But why not focus this greed on the matters of the Akhirah? So when we recite Surah Yasin, have the intention that this Surah Yasin is a blessed Surah. It is the heart of the Quran. It is beloved by Allah Almighty and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is why we should try to learn this Surah. We read the Surah to learn the message that is within this Surah. We recite all the ahkam, all the rulings of the Sharia. We act upon them because they are the commandments of Allah Almighty, not because there's science behind it. Today we become very, even like this, we want to find reasons. We want to find scientific evidences. We want to find this dalil. We are meant to be Musliman. Muslim means the one who submits his head, his will, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't question. We are not people who start to think, you know, they say that we are not those who are trying to begin to think about everything and, you know, try and rationalize every single judgment, every single ruling. We are believers. We submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rulings of the Sharia, whether we know the wisdoms behind them or not, we follow in the teachings. And this is how we need to become, because today's day and age, we are unfortunately trying to go towards that side. We need to be those people who accept the messages that have come to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His noble prophets, and continued on through the legacy of the awliya kiram. What would you like to say about this topic especially?
If you see awliya kiram, so they used to make dua in the court of Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, give us beneficent knowledge as well as amal salih. Mm-hmm. Give us tawfiq to perform amal salih. That's okay. That's good if we get blessing from Quran Pak by reciting Surah Yasin Sharif, Surah Fatiha, and other Surah of Quran Pak. We also should try to act upon the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Azwajal has given us message in the Quran Pak. How many times Allah Azwajal said in the Quran Pak, Ya Ayyuhalladina Amanu. Allah Azwajal is directly addressing us believers. So, humne ye kitni dafa padha hai?
Allahu
Akbar. Isliye hame chahiye ki hum Quran Pak ke ahkamat par bhi amal kare. Yaad rakhein. If we see the Sirah Huzur Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he was not only a scholar.
Yes.
He was not only a muhaddis mufassir. He was also a ibadat guzar, worshipper of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Sari raat Allah ki ibadat mein guzarte the. Huzur Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, aap sirf ek alim nahi the, balki aap apne ilm par amal karne wale bhi the. Aur aapne ye dikhaya apne amal ke zariye.
This honorable, this blessed topic and the legacy of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is really inspiring, and we all get this from the books of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, all of this information that you are hearing from us today, this is all by the blessings of Dawat Islami. And there's one great speaker within Dawat Islami, mashallah. He mentioned just the praise of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi by just looking at one murid of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And who was that murid? None other than our spiritual guide, Murshid-e-Kareem, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of the Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. Just this one murid of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and look how the entire world is benefiting from the faizan of this great man of Allah. How Amir al-Sunnat has instilled in the hearts of the believers and all of those people who tune in to Madani Channel, who hear his honorable speeches, we find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find the love of the Sahaba-i Kiram, the love of the Ahle Bayt, the love of the Awliya-i Kiram. Who and where from? Just from one honorable murid of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, our Shaykh Tariqat, Shaykh Kamil, Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya. May Allah preserve them and grant them immense blessings in their health, wealth, and iman. Alhamdulillah, it's so, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's so amazing that within this day and age, we have such a personality that reminds us of the love of the awliya kiram. And if we want to continue this topic as well, another legacy in the life of Ghawth-e Pak, which is so profound that we need to bring this within our propagation as well. People like myself, people, the Muballighin of Da'at Islami, brothers and sisters, take this message as well. The message of Ghawth-e Pak in his bayanat was one that would increase people's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love and also the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instilling hope in Allah's mercy, as well as the message of tawbah. Whenever Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala would conduct his noble gatherings, what do we find? We find that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, thousands of people would do tawbah on the hands of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani.
Subhanallah.
In his gatherings, elite ulama, elite experts would be in the gatherings of Ghawth-e Pak taking down notes and having an ink pot and pen and making notes in the gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. But what does this show? This is a very important lesson for all of us, is that when you give a message, don't undermine anybody. Don't look down on other people. Because in the gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the biggest and biggest of sinners would come to those gatherings and they would leave repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who were thieves, those who were harming people, those who were doing whatever wrong they were doing in their life. Ghawth-e Pak instilled such love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those who came to the gathering sinful, they left as those who have repented. They left as those who want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He instilled hope by reciting verses of the Quran which mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for us. And look at this, just one verse of the Holy Quran. And thereafter, inshallah, we'll take some more beautiful Madani pearls from our honorable guests as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the part of the verse. I've not completed it. We mentions here, say, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the believers, say to the people, O my servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, O my servants, those who have transgressed against themselves, those who have exceeded the limit against themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. This message resonated in the speeches, in the discourses, in the lectures of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And this is why people would come to those gatherings and they would leave changed. We, as people, we are all muballighin. Remember this. Every Muslim is a preacher. He is one who is representing his beautiful religion of Islam. So whenever we are out there in the world, give the message of hope to people. Give the message of repentance and Allah's mercy. We know that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, At-ta'ibu mina dhambi kamal la dhamba lahu. The one who repents is like the one who repents from the sin is like the one who has never sinned, who did not commit the sin. Now, why is this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so vast. When we commit a sin and we sincerely repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the people forget our sin. Allah Almighty makes the land upon which we sinned, Allah Almighty causes that land to forget what has occurred on him, on it. And thereafter, even the angels are also told, and also the writing down of the sin is also removed from the person's book of deeds. Why? Because Allah Almighty has accepted the tawbah of that personality, of that person. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, another lesson, another legacy in the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is the message of tawbah, the message of returning back to Allah. No matter how sinful you may think you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far greater than any sin you can commit. This is why it is better to repent. And what beautiful message does Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Da'at Islami, give us? Before going to bed, before going to sleep and resting for the night, if you can, perform 2 rak'at namaz nafal, and with the intention of making a prayer and a dua of repentance, that Ya Allah, whatever sin I committed today and in the, my previous life, meaning the life that I have passed, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive all of my sins. Every night having this dua, this prayer, this will also increase us in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know Allah Almighty is all forgiving. And remember, my dear viewers, it is better for a person to sleep in this state that he has repented of sins than a person who keeps on thinking that, oh no, I have done too many sins, I have done too many sins, I don't know what's going to happen. Don't think like this. Be that person who every night he repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to sleep, because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and he is the most acceptor of repentance as well.
MashaAllah, Bilal bhai, you know, if you want to read more about speeches of Zurgose Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala, so I would like to recommend 2 books.
MashaAllah.
One is Ghuniyatu Talibin. So if you read this book, so in this book you will find inshallah regarding Ilmul Aqaid. So what are the Aqaid Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat? And also Zurgose Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentioned masail in this book in terms of fiqh humbly. Okay. Iske alawa, the fazail of nawafil, the fazail of fasting, the fazail of fasting of Rajab, Shaban. Yani ye aisi kitab hai, which you can say this is a full guidance towards righteousness, towards the right path. Agar hum padhna chahe isko to bahut sare isme fayde honge. Acha, dusri book hai Al Fath ur Rabbani.
Mashallah.
Al Fath ur Rabbani, this is imla book. Imla mean when Hazur Ghaus-e Paak rahmatullah alayh, he used to do speeches. Some ulama, they used to write the blessings saying of Hazur Ghaus-e Paak rahmatullah alayh. To usme se kuch speeches iske andar hai.
MashaAllah.
Agar hum isko padhe na to banda to hairan reh jaye, yani jhunjhad dete hain bande ko na, aise aise bayanat iske andar. To ye 2 kitabein main recommend karunga. We should try to read blessings saying Hazur Ghaus-e Paak rahmatullah alayh.
So my dear viewers, this is why Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is such an amazing personality. Like our Honorable Ustaz mentioned as well, there are so many books and so much literature now readily available. Alhamdulillah, within Da'at Islami, you have Da'at Islami website readily available. Everybody can go on there free of cost, download books, read on them, increase your knowledge. But remember one thing, alongside increasing your knowledge, we must also check on our akhlaq as well, our character. Because sometimes when we get ilm and we get knowledge, Shaitan tends to, and our nafs tends to whisper things in our heart and mind. So if somebody who's not as learned as us comes in front of us, we tend to belittle them. We tend to not give them any time. Whereas as a student of knowledge, this is my message for students of knowledge, those who are studying the Dars Nizami or just studying Ilm Deen. So all of the people as well, that if people come to you, it could be your classmates, it could be people in your Jamiatul Madinah, or your madrasa, whatever it may be, my dear viewers, don't undermine people. Don't look at them and don't push them to a side. If you have knowledge about something that they don't have, they've come to ask you knowledge, then give them time. Help them and support them. Allah Almighty has possibly made you a means of spreading ilm deen to that person. But because of our arrogance, because of our cheek turning the other way, we don't like them, we don't like what they're doing, and we tend to turn away from them. This is not the teaching of Ghaus-e Paak either. Be merciful to fellow students of knowledge. And as teachers like myself, we all should be loving to students. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, one of the final messages I will give on today's program, his love for his students was so profound, he would have food getting cooked in his home and he would give it to the students of knowledge. Think about this. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, who's now renowned over the world. And you know what's very unique about this personality? He's not only known within, you know, the Indian subcontinent. Rather, they are around the globe, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. For those who are unaware, today you'll be aware. Alhamdulillah, all within Africa, there are many Qadiris as well. Around the world, you go Europe, you go to the East, you go to the West, you will find people and devotees of this great personality. Allah Almighty has placed acceptance of his, this wali of his in on the earth. And not only on the earth, but before coming onto the earth, its acceptance was already placed within the heavens. This is why a final message is we must also hold firm upon the rope of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. This is why we say in our honorable Shajara Sharif as well, Qadiri kar Qadiri rak, Qadiriyo mein utha, Qadr Abdul Qadir Qudrat Numa ke Vasite. We must hold on to the teachings of this great personality, because from his teachings, from the way he lived his life, we will learn how to be true people. Now, this is very important for mothers, fathers, children, and people in society, those who are employers, employees, wherever you are, whichever station you are at, the teachings of the Ghawse Pak will resonate with you if only we begin to learn them and implement them within our life. May Allah Almighty make us a means of benefit for other people, the way Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani was, and may Allah Almighty not make us amongst those who are a shar or an evil or a harm to people. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to do amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you for giving your time. Keep watching Madani channel like this. Alhamdulillah, we have various programs on different topics regarding the teachings of Islam. May Allah Almighty keep us firm upon the teachings of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And may we leave this world in the state that we are true Qadiris through and through, in our character, in our actions, in our speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.